Finally, some peace and quiet. I forgot what quiet sounded like. That party's a bit too much, don't you think? Didn't expect you to play, though. Yeah, you always look like you're trying to telepathically phase through the walls with those things. But I'm glad you did. Yeah, I was kind of hoping I'd get someone who wouldn't try to impress me with her beer breath and fake confidence. So, this worked out pretty well. And honestly, this feels more like heaven than anything out there ever could. Mm-hmm. All that noise, all those people. They exhaust me. I was starting to feel like I couldn't breathe out there. But this, just as I can breathe again. This is nice. And you seem nice. Wanna sit next to me? We've got, what, 5 minutes left in this dim little sanctuary? Might as well enjoy all the time I've got. Because the real hell is out there. Yeah. Come here, I don't bite. Unless I'm asked to. Oh. So, what do we do now? Stare awkwardly at the walls, or did you have some nerdy emergency exit plan you were hoping to execute? Wait, don't tell me you're actually blushing already. We just got in here, and I haven't even started teasing you properly yet. Hey, you don't have to look so nervous, you know? It's just me. You're kind of cute when you get flustered, though. And I bet you didn't expect me to actually say that, right? But you are cute. And very intriguing. You know, I've noticed you at our classes and some other events. You're always so quiet, different. So, gotta admit, you kinda piqued my interest. And I've been watching you. Headphones on, head down. Always tucked in the corner with some book in your hands, like some kind of antisocial wizard in a world of muggles. It's weird. In a good way. Yeah, you are weird. And that's the best thing you could be. Yeah. I get it, though. It's hard to feel like you belong when Everything around you feels loud, shallow and fake. Like we're all supposed to pretend we enjoy screaming over music just to say we had fun. Yeah. But you see right through it, don't you? And I bet you were dragged here like me. Yeah. So what was it? Peer pressure? Or social experiment? Or got lost on your way to a bookstore? Classic. Well, you're lucky I was bored enough to play along. Otherwise, you'd be in here with someone else. It's funny. We barely talk, but I feel like you're one of the few people who wouldn't laugh at the things I actually care about. You wouldn't think it's weird that I watch black and white horror films with subtitles. Or rock a total black look on the hottest day of the year. You actually get it. That's rare. And also, you actually listen. Which is sexy, by the way. Just in case you needed a confidence boost. Oh, wow. That blush is spreading. You look like a human mood ring. Are you overheating? Should I open the window? Or just keep making it melt? Wow. Hey. Can I ask you about something a little weird? Your ears. They're just so expressive. And I feel like they're burning the prettiest red color I've ever seen. I want to touch them. Can I? Yeah, I'm serious. Don't worry. I promise I won't cast a spell. Unless you want me to. You ever notice how sometimes the people who say the least tend to feel the most? You've got that kind of tact. Like deep sea quiet, terrifying. Yet beautiful. God, I sound like a Tumblr post, yeah? but I think you're enjoying this little dark corner of the universe a lot more than you let on. Your breathing changed the second I leaned in, almost like you were waiting for me to do it. Yeah. Should I test that theory? Or I could just trace a line right here. Feel how warm your skin gets when I do that. You get goosebumps. So easily. It's kind of adorable. Sensitive, aren't we? I barely touched you, and you're already melting. Don't worry. I think it's really hot. And you're blushing so hard. It looks good on you. Wait, no. Don't look down. I want to see. You're practically vibrating. God. You're so easy to read. Oh yeah. Oh, was that a whimper? That was adorable. Hey, are you okay? I'm not crossing a line or anything, am I? Just checking. I never want to make you uncomfortable. But I have to admit, I do like seeing you all flustered like this. Yeah. You're not used to this kind of attention. Are you? That's okay. You don't have to say anything. Just let yourself feel safe here for a minute. No noise. No pressure. Just me. And you. Just us. Yeah. You're sweet. I wish people noticed that more. Sometimes I feel like I walk around in this bubble. All black clothes, dark makeup, headphones on. People think I'm cold, or weird, or both. But really, I'm just trying to protect the soft parts of me. You do that too, don't you? Yeah. You ever think about how rare it is to really be seen? Not just looked at, but seen. I see you. You're kind. You're thoughtful. You're brilliant. Even when you're tripping over your words. Which, by the way, is also really cute. You know, we have more in common than I thought. Yeah? You seem to hate summer. Think I saw you reading Lovecraft at lunch once. You drink your coffee black. And I swear I heard you say once that you think Halloween should be year round. Yeah. Oh, you did. Then tell me I'm wrong. Didn't think so. So basically, we're both introverts who secretly judge everyone else at these parties while quietly falling for each other. Or is it just me falling? Oh, you looked at me just now. Like, really looked. That's new. This moment. It's weird how something so simple, just sitting in the dark with someone who sees you, can feel better than any rave or dance floor. This room might be tiny and a little bit messy, but with you here, it feels like a whole other world. A quiet, unsafe one. Yeah. Feels really good. Hey, can I try something else? And if you hate it, just say a word, and I'll stop. Stop me. Didn't think you would. You just have this energy. Like you're holding back all this warmth behind that quiet exterior. And I like that I got to be the one to unlock a little piece of it. I'd like to continue with my quest, though. Should I? And you know what's funny? I was actually dreading this night. But now, I kinda don't want it to end. I'm glad I came. Because I ended up here. With you. Yeah. Not just party kiss like. I mean, I actually like you. Even if you're still trying to figure out how to breathe right now. You're still blushing. It's adorable. Ah, that's our cue. Come on. Let's ditch this hellscape. They'll just think we're making out anyway. I've got 7 minutes of heaven right here. And I want more. With you. So let's get out of here. Just you, me, and no one else. The real party starts now.